कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्दा जय चैतन्य राधा शिव
The following is an arrival address given by His Holiness Jayapataka Swami on May 22, 1984 in Atlanta, Georgia.
So you're already fortunate to have the association today of Sri Vishnupad Harikir Swami. We are all fortunate. And today in the Srimad Bhagavatam, we have heard how Lord Brahma explained to his son Narada with satisfaction the science of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhagavata praha. Brahma didn't say something which was concocted by himself, was very satisfied to say exactly what he heard from Lord Vishnu himself. In this way, the transcendental science is handed down through the disciplic succession. Evang parampara praptaminam. In this way, the transcendental science is received from spiritual master to disciple, spiritual master to disciple. As we have heard that the demons have their satisfaction, we see here what is the satisfaction of the bona fide spiritual master, the satisfaction of the devotees. When they are able to repeat exactly what Krishna has said, exactly what the predecessor spiritual masters have said, they're satisfied. The mental speculators, the atheists, they're very satisfied when they can present their own personal idea. Even if they get the idea from the Srimad Bhagavatam cover, they'll be more satisfied if they plagiarize it and present it as their own idea. That'll be their satisfaction. But the devotee knows that all real knowledge ultimately is coming from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And their satisfaction is in presenting that knowledge. Even when Srila Prabhupada was asked one time in the Tokyo airport by one person, "Where do you get all that knowledge in your books? That wisdom." Of course, he was so happy because the boy was reading the transcendental literature, the Srimad Bhagavatam, the Bhagavad Gita. But the devotee is never shy to give credit to his spiritual master and to Krishna. This is the difference. Where the materialist is always anxious to personally get the credit. In fact, the devotee is shy when he's given the credit. But Krishna arranges it that the devotee, for understanding and repeating the science of God perfectly, also gets glorified. Actual real intelligence is to understand the truth. If one is very intelligent to come up with a very interesting theory which is able to bewilder or convince a great number of people. But if that theory is not correct, if it's simply based upon one's own false ego and speculation, then even if so many people think it's a good idea, what is the use? There's no permanent value whatsoever. But to understand what is the reality, what is janmadhyasayataha, the source, the origin of everything, the way in which everything is created, everything is existent, annihilated, or not subject to annihilation. That is real intelligence. So unfortunately, in this present day and age, people don't have much intelligence to understand these things. Just like when Prabhupada was told the first time that they're accusing the Hare Krishna movement of brainwashing, he laughed. He said, brainwashing? He said, they have no brain to wash. We are giving them brain. They have got no intelligence to understand spiritual matter. As Sri Vishnupada has explained from the Bhagavad Gita, they're simply interested in enjoying the senses. They don't see anything beyond matter, sex life. They don't see anything spiritual. So where is the question of brain? They have no brain or intelligence to understand spiritual matter. So Prabhupada was so merciful that he gave, even to the so-called materially intelligent people who were spiritually bankrupt, he gave them spiritual intelligence by giving them this process of Krishna consciousness. By chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, eating Krishna prasadam, and practicing Krishna consciousness, one gets real intelligence. And then one will be able to understand what is the real meaning of the Srimad Bhagavatam, what are all these 10 factors of or characteristics of the Bhagavatam, which take one from before the creation of the universe up to the summum bonum of life. So one should be very diligent in practicing these principles of Krishna consciousness, and then one can realize everything stage by stage from the beginning to the summum bonum of life to the end. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.